Michael Chiklis stars on the FX cable network drama The Shield, playing an intense, often violent cop named Vicky Mackey. It's a role and a portrayal strong enough to have earned Chiklis the Emmy last September as Best Actor in a Drama Series. The Shield is now in its second season. We set up an interview between Chiklis and our TV critic, David Bianculli.
In the opening episode of The Shield, Vic Mackey is trying to get information about a missing girl. He enters the interrogation room to confront a suspect, but in a different way than detectives who have tried before him. He opens a brown paper bag and takes out a bottle of whiskey, a beat-up telephone book, a cigarette lighter, and a box cutter.
What's that stuff for?
It's what I'm going to use to get you to tell me where Jenny Reborg is.
Your turn to play bad cop?
Nah. Good cop and bad cop left for the day. I'm a different kind of cop.
Certainly, the complex and volatile Vic Mackey is a different kind of cop than the last one Michael Chiklis played on TV. That would be the title role in The Commish, an ABC series in which he played a cuddly, friendly, 40-ish police commissioner. Chiklis had shown his range in previous movie and TV roles, playing everything from John Belushi in the film version of Bob Woodward's Wired to Curly in an ABC telemovie about the Three Stooges. But The Commish was successful enough to get Chiklis typecast, which was both good news and bad.
Well, it was all about the challenge as an actor. I really liked the pilot episode for The Commish. I thought it was really well written. It was based on a real guy's life. I liked the mentality. And I thought as an actor, geez, here I am. I'm 27 years old. If I could win this role, I'll gain 45, 50 pounds and age up and play this 40-something-year-old police commissioner from New York. And I looked at it strictly as a wonderful acting challenge. But there were certain miscalculations. I had just done guest work and up to that point, or a pilot up to that point. But what I failed to really realize the weight of is that when you do a pilot, if it gets picked up, you have to do it. And you have to live in that role now, potentially, for a long, long time. And, you don't really think of that in the moment, especially when you're a kid. You just sort of like, hey, this is a great role. I can do a great thing with it. And I had a wonderful experience 5 years of my life playing Tony Scali. But I found myself at the end of that run coming down to Los Angeles and the perception that I had created was that I was a now probably 50-something-year-old fat guy, and I was 33 and going, no, you don't understand. I can do this and I can do that. Again, I was influenced by guys like De Niro so much in my, particularly my formative years and going to college, that, the idea of having to transform like that really appealed to me. But series television is very different than doing a single feature film. You do that for 3 months to 6 months and you're done and that's it and you move on.
I'm speaking with Michael Chiklis, who won an Emmy for his role as rogue cop Vic Mackey on the FX cable network series The Shield. Here's another early scene establishing the character of Vic. He's called into the boss's office to defend himself against charges of police brutality and isn't exactly apologetic.
Mr. Esteana claims you used excessive force during his arrest.
Really? Is that what you claim, Miguel? Hey, that's some hickey. Boyfriend give you that?
No, I say you did it. With some pliers.
I don't recall any pliers. I do remember the 8 dime bags of pure H we nabbed you with, though.
The search will be contesting with Judge McAllister.
I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on this whole pliers thing. Feel free to ask any of my guys, but I don't think they'll remember it that way either.
You're a disgrace.
That's funny. I don't recall signing up for ethics class from a scumbag drug lawyer.
Now, this character is such a violent character at times.
At times, certainly, sure.
And in the pilot from the very first season, he shoots a fellow cop point blank. In some of the episodes so far this year, he does a level of interrogation that...
Very volatile guy, yeah.
Very volatile guy. I'm wondering what reaction you have gotten from real police since the program has been televised and sort of championed.
One of the security guys on the set, which is a retired L.A. police officer, said to me, Michael, cops below the rank of captain will love this show. Cops above the rank of captain will love this show privately and denounce it publicly. And that's been the case. Here's the thing that I get from cops is where they certainly across the board pretty much denounce what Vic Mackey does in the pilot. They appreciate the ambiguity and the gray areas that we enter and delve into without judgment in the show. They seem to really respond to the fact that, hey, you know, people don't really understand what we do and understand what we face every day. And people have a tendency to look at it in a real armchair, judgmental way. Whereas if you are the guy or the woman or whatever the case may be in the middle of the street with this stuff happening around you, and after all, you are trained, but you are a human being, that sometimes you don't react in the way that maybe even yourself that you would wish that you would. And those are things that inform who you are as a person from that point on. And that's what I'm trying to bring to the portrayal of Vic Mackey, that he has a particular viewpoint that's galvanized by years of being the guy to knock down the worst doors and deal with the hardest people.
Mm-hmm. How hard is it as an actor to get as intense as Vic Mackey must get in some of these scenes? And are you surprised that you have that in you?
What people get shocked by, I think, on our set is how goofy we are. And I think it's really out of necessity. We delve into such dark areas so often that I think, between action and cut, we are intense and very present and right there. And all the rest of the time, we're pretty loose and goofy and laughing and joking a lot because I think it's more of a stress release. It's very difficult to stay in an intense place 12 and 14 hours a day. So we don't. So we sort of pace ourselves. No, I'm not surprised that I have those places in me to go to because we all have them.
When you were making the choices of the role and how far to go with it in the pilot, how important was your relationship with Clark Johnson, who was such a good actor on Homicide, and he's directing you in that, in helping you find the right tone?
Giant. Huge. He calls me Chicks. And he'd say, and he calls me Daddy instead of Daddy-O. So I'll go, Chicks, do me a favor, play against this thing, will you? Like, go the other way, And he'll, he loves working with opposite colors in a situation, fighting against the obvious, the typical. He'll always jerk around a situation and try it in different ways. So, yes, he's very adept with camera and setting up a shot and telling the story through camera. But he's also, because he's a very equally talented actor, he's great with actors and getting performance out of actors. So, he really gets in there and talks about nuance and, every little moment and what that means to the character with you. So he really, really was integral in shaping Vic Mackey with me.
You said that when you were young, I guess seven or so,
yeah,
your dad sort of steered you towards Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
And showed an intense performance to a very young child.
Yeah.
Your daughter's, 9 and 3 now? Or
yes, 9 and 3.
9 and 3. Have they already been able to see what their daddy does now?
In The Shield?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. For as tense a performance as on the waterfront was at the time, it's still by comparison innocent in terms of its content. So I think it would be grossly inappropriate for me as a father to allow my daughter to watch a show that she's a participant in. It's interesting, kind of a, you know, irony for me is that she plays my daughter in the show and she doesn't get to watch it. You know, and it's not about the swear words that we use or that there's some brief nudity or you know, that stuff. It's really more about the kind of psychological issues that are delved into that I don't think are appropriate for a young mind to process, even with an adult. You know, there'll be a time when I will think that she's ready for it, and I will let her watch it, and we'll talk about it, and I'll help her process it. But I really believe that The Shield is an adult show for adult people, you know, for adult minds.
Well, Michael Chiklis, I want to thank you. Congratulations on your Emmy and on a really distinctive TV role, and thanks for being here with us on Fresh Air.
Well, thank you, David. It was a pleasure.
Michael Chiklis is the star of the FX cable series The Shield. He spoke with our TV critic, David Bianculli.